A story is told of a man who went to look round an art gallery. During his visit, he entered one particular room lined with old paintings. As he walked past each one, he was heard to exclaim, "I don't think much of that." Unbeknown to this visitor, the curator of the gallery was in the room at the time. And it was at this point that the curator went up to the visitor and said, "Sir, I'm sorry to hear that you don't think much of these paintings. However, they are all the work of Rembrandt, and the magnificence of these paintings are in no doubt. The thing in this gallery that is on trial are not these paintings, sir, but you." As this year's mini Christmas series, we are looking at Jesus as prophet. This comes as a surprise to some, because the title of prophet can sound as though it is beneath Jesus. We're happy to think of him as king or as priest, but less so as a prophet. Well, last week we saw a number of things. We saw that Jesus is not simply a prophet, but the prophet. The New Testament understands the promise of Deuteronomy 18:15 to be fulfilled in the person of Jesus. Since Jesus is the prophet, the door has not been left open for other prophets to come that are subsequent to him. There are no more prophets. We saw that as the prophet, Jesus reveals God's will. He does this uniquely, not only keeping God's will and knowing God's will, but also being the one on whom God's will centres. And we saw that as the prophet, Jesus reveals God himself. It is because of who he is, God the Son, that he is able to reveal God the Father. But Jesus doesn't only reveal God, he also reveals us. And that is what we're considering today. Jesus is the prophet who reveals us. Now this can come as a bit of a surprise. Many of us are familiar with the idea that a prophet reveals God. We expect Jesus to tell us about God, but we can be less familiar with the idea that as a prophet, he tells us about ourselves. But in a sense, that is the most obvious thing that prophets do. Prophets tell people about themselves. The first chapter of Isaiah, for example, is the prophet Isaiah telling Israel about themselves. What does Jesus reveal about humanity? Well, there are two things to note. The first is that Jesus reveals us as those who are unable to keep God's law. Listen to part of Jesus' explanation of the law taken from Matthew 5. "You have heard that it was said of those of old, 'You shall not murder,' and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to the hell of fire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are going with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you be put in prison. Truly I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body go into hell." When you read Jesus' explanation of the law, one is left asking, who can keep it? "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect," says Jesus. It is in his explanation of God's law that Jesus reveals us as those who are unable to keep it. Well, not only does Jesus reveal us as those who are unable to keep God's law, he also reveals us as those who are not true sons. At this point, let's take a look at John chapter 8 that we read earlier. It's there on page 894 of the Church Bibles. Now, when we read the Gospels, many of us are used to reading them with the identity of Jesus in mind. We ask questions like, what does this passage tell us about Jesus and who he is? But the identity of Jesus is not the only identity in view. Have a look back at John chapter 7, verse 7. Jesus says this, "The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify about it that its works are evil." Part of Jesus' revelation is the identity of the world. And it's the revelation of an identity, we are told, which the world hates. Now, that identity is revealed in terms of sonship in chapter 8, verse 44. "You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies." Jesus is addressing the Jews here, but in many respects they are representative of the world. And here Jesus reveals their identity to be sons of the devil. The devil here is characterized by Jesus in two ways. He is a murderer and he is a liar. That the devil was a murderer from the beginning probably refers to the fall of Adam and Eve. By the success of his temptation, he robbed Adam of spiritual life and through him brought death to the entire race. Like his murder, the devil's lies are first evident in the Garden of Eden. For in the garden, God said, "You will surely die," which Satan promptly retorted, "You will not surely die." One of them was lying. The Jews are the sons of the devil because they do what their father, the devil, does. They are murderous in their intentions. That is because they want to kill Jesus. A plot that was hatched back in John 5:18, and one that will reach its end when they crucify him in chapter 19. And they tell lies. The lying in view here is not lying about the way they are filled in their tax return form or about why they were late to work. They lie about themselves and their relationship with God. They are claiming God is their father when he is not. And they lie about Jesus. They are claiming that God isn't Jesus' father when he is. And both their murderous intentions and their lie-telling reveal the kind of sons they are. Like father, like son, it reveals them to be sons of the devil because they do what he does. As the prophet then, Jesus reveals two identities. He reveals his identity as son, and he reveals humanity's identity as not true sons, but rather sons of the devil. And notice the link between them. It is precisely in rejecting his identity as son that we reveal ourselves not to be true sons. Jesus put it like this in John 8, verse 42. "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me." This, of course, takes us back to the story that I began with. If you remember, the visitor to the art gallery thought, when he said, "I don't think much of that," that the paintings were on trial. But in this particular case, the curator was quick to point out that the paintings were not on trial. Their magnificence had already been long established. For that reason, any comment made by a visitor was actually a comment revealing themselves. The curator, to spare his shame, left the visitor to draw the necessary implications. But to spell it out for us, for him to think the paintings were no good, revealed that he didn't know the first thing about art. In the same kind of way, our comment on Jesus reveals who we are. Jesus is not on trial. He is the Son. And so to reject Jesus as the Son reveals that we don't even know what it is to be one. Well, let me finish with an implication for us. And the implication is this. Sin needs to be revealed. How do we know about sin? Either I know myself and I can accurately evaluate my own sin, or I don't even know myself. I need to have my own sin revealed to me. Or which is it? Well, take the Jews as a case in point. They think they know themselves. They think they are sons of God. But they are deceived. They don't know themselves. They cannot evaluate their own sin. They need to have it revealed to them. And this shouldn't surprise us. There is a consistency of method here. Just as the identity of Jesus needs to be revealed to us, so too does our identity need to be revealed.